Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
So it's Wednesday. We're Art and Activism, Social Justice Issues. This is Diana Long. And today we've got Paul Ramey on the telephone. Hello, Paul. How are you there?
Hello, Diana Long. How are you doing?
Hi, Paul. So today we've got Paul Ramey, artist, on the phone with us. And we're going to talk about making art and performing activism. So, Paul, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and hopefully we can go right along and talk a little bit. So, Paul, I want to start by asking you, speak right into the microphone and tell us a bit about your background. Where did you grow up? Tell us about your family, your parents, your school, your neighborhood, your mentors. What challenges did you face, and did you always make art?
Well, the first time I was with my mom, Felicity, at the age of 3 years old, she was always an artist and a poet. So I always found myself sitting next to her clipboard trying to figure out what she was doing. And as a person of myself, I figured out in North Longview that I could actually benefit from my own art because I was actually talented since birth. So I realized that when I was 3 and then my mom's literacy table in North Lawndale. So that's the art side of it.
So you grew up in North Lawndale and you remember making art around the age of 3. Tell us what your family was like and what school was like.
Well, I was a Sumner Math and Science Academy. I was always an honor roll student and basically adamant about my studies. I always a good friend, good peer to my other grammar school peer. I was a year in Chicago Public Schools, and I did a documentation for that, which is also considered art for my school. And my
we're getting a lot of echo, Paul. We're getting a lot of echo. Are you talking right into the microphone? Too close or too far away?
Hold on for a second. You hear me better now?
That's much better. So
much better?
You were
okay.
you were saying you were a good student. You applied yourself.
Yeah, and my mom and dad were very encouraging. My family was very encouraging and supportive as a kid. They always supported me in whatever I wanted to do as far as school activities and after-school activities. I joined the organization that was actually very beneficial to me to this day, called Young Men's Educational Network, back in 1996. They were, it was 13 of us with the executive director, and we started as a nonprofit. And today is actually 19 years. So we celebrate that anniversary as well with Young Men's. And a lot of art came about me growing up with my family and my schooling and my after-school friends and activities. I was always adamant in my studies and always wanted to make new creations and just basically bear all the fruits of that work. So I always consider myself as an artist with my family included as well. They always helped me build up what I wanted to do to grow. And so I just grew up in the west side of Chicago, you know, in a two-story house with a basement and Kilbourne and Fifth Avenue. Went to school with instruments, you know. There were some tough times, you know, as far as, like, having to run home and get the Rottweiler from local bullies, you know. So, I mean, but at the same time, I always found my passion at home.
Yeah, what
everything
kind of
I needed
challenges,
was...
I was going to ask you, what kind of challenges did you face as a young person growing up?
Well, being smart on the west side of Chicago actually did kind of bring me to realization that nobody would actually be 100% real with me. And so I always ventured off from the outside world in my own room. So I would draw and paint and hang the stuff up on a wall, make my own room look more appropriate for what I liked. So a lot of art got hung up, a lot of cats came in the house, and a lot of things happened in the home. So I was very centered with my family as well.
Did you have siblings?
I got 4 brothers. You know, they're all bigger and tougher than me right now. So I have 4 brothers, my younger brother, who we're 17 months apart, and I also have 3 older brothers, one from my father's first marriage and 2 from my mom. And they're all very great leaders in this world, and they actually play a very great role in my life as well. So.
Oh, that's good.
No,
hey, I know you're an artist. So what kind of medium do you like to work in?
I love canvas. I love canvas so much that I paint watercolors on canvas and make it look like acrylic. I don't know how I do it, but I could take a watercolor and apply it to the canvas and apply different water pressures and color. And it would come out so thick that you would think it was acrylic, or you could tell it was watercolor, but you could say, how did you get it so deep in the canvas? So I also paint with acrylics. I have a social media page where you can check out and see all of my work that I did this year.
Everything Paul.
Yeah, so Facebook.
It's
Facebook.com/ Everything Paul.
Everything Paul. Okay.
Yes.
So people out there wondering what your art looks like, they can go to Facebook and look at Everything Paul.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I understand you have a show coming up. Where is that going to be, and what kind of art's going to be in there? What can we look at?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because I ventured into music for one reason. At the age of 18, you know, we met a lot of teenagers today that could demonstrate aggressive behavior and oppressive or suppressive, actually not oppressive, but suppressive behaviors. And they marched on the peace walks, you know. They put in the time to actually give themselves some sort of credibility in this society as human beings and saying that they matter. And my music is very similar to what they're going through. So I have a show coming up at the Elbow Room.
Okay.
Elbow Room is located 2800 North Lincoln. It's in Lincoln Park, January 17th. And that music, I'm looking for people that want to develop a new way of hip-hop, kind of more focused on actual issues and not just fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of venture into that background. I produce my own work, and I feel like I have some obligation to the community as a, you know, elder. I'm 31, and I just feel like that I have some obligation to the community for these kids. Just to show up, you know, just to give them some of my time and show them how I'm feeling is the same way they're feeling. So I do that through my music. And I find that music is a great way to express those feelings. So
do you have a name for the show?
It's actually, you can go on AFTONshows.com / Paul. I'm sorry, P as in Paul, and my last name, Ramey, R-A-M as in Mary, E-Y, 84. And you can go on there, and that would tell you where you could purchase your tickets. They're cheaper online for $11. You buy the ticket, and you show up at 2800 North Lincoln. It's called the Elbow Lounge, and There's other acts going to be on stage that are going to present themselves as well. So it's a good, it's 21 and up, though. It's definitely a 21 and up thing.
What kinds of, you know, issues are you going to be expressing yourself about in your music? Can you tell us about that?
I'm expressing to the people that actually do the shooting. I want to find out what the actual, I'm addressing the actual issue. Like, I'm addressing the person head on in my music. So in my music, you'll feel like it's your favorite song. It gets you through the day. And then the beats are very ambient and, you know, surf rock or very calm. So the lyrics are where the hard part comes in. The lyrics, that's where it's not hard for me to make the lyrics. I'm just saying that's where the hard part comes in, when you got to hit it at home. You got to hit it in your heart. You got to feel it. You got to understand it. You got to feel like, hey, this could happen to me. You know, like, these are actual issues in the neighborhood, and these are actual problems, and this is actual person, and he's trying to actually resolve it. So in my music, there's no room for, like, not talking about the truth.
Wow.
Truth,
well,
that
let's
happens.
Make sure. The truth.
The truth, yes, the truth, because that's actually the key to actually where I started from. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's make sure people can know for sure where they can see you, hear your music, and how they can get a ticket. So tell us again where the show is going to be at.
The show is going to be at the Elbow Room, ELBO Room, and that's at 2808 North Lincoln. 2808 North Lincoln, it's in Lincoln Park. So you would take public transportation, the Red Line of Fullerton, and of course walk to the McDonald's and make a left and walk down to the Elbow Room. A couple blocks. It's a good walk. If you're driving GPS 2808 North Lincoln, Lincoln Park, Elbow Room, and you'll find it just like that.
Okay, 2808 Lincoln. And online, if they want to buy a ticket online, tell us again how they can do that.
Actually, they can purchase their tickets for cheaper online. It's $15 at the door, $11 online. The website is actually Afton, AFTON, shows, SHOWS. .com/P as in Paul and my last name, Ramey, R-A-M as in Mary, E-Y-84. And you can definitely purchase a ticket, and you can definitely come out and see me, and you can definitely have a good time.
Okay, all right. And so what time does the show start, the whole show? And do you know what order you're in?
Well, all the acts are going to be performing on a based off their ticket sales. So the act with the most ticket sales gets to get the preference he wants. So since it's like 2 months before a month before my show, I'm still working up ticket sales and actually getting tickets sold. So I don't know exactly what time the slot will be right now, but I can provide you with the information later. But you can actually just plan to be there at 7 or 8 o'clock for late arrival, you know, just to, you know, say like, hey, I'm here, you know, have some relevance. So 8 to about midnight.
Mm-hmm. And the other performers, are they going to be in hip-hop too?
Yeah, all of the performers, this is definitely a hip-hop night. This is definitely a hip-hop night with artists that are very advanced in their work, where they can get to perform, and they're trying to come. This is for Chicago artists. A lot of Chicago independent artists are going to be there, underground, basically the roots of where this thing started from. We're starting over again, you know. So we're actually trying to break through stigmas, you know, from old school hip-hop that had stigmas, stereotypes, and you know, cradle from the grave and everything, talking about that, and, you know, ended up in, but we're trying to make hip hop last to the point where it could be still appreciated as an art form. So this is definitely one of those nights where you will want to come out and experience some underground Chicago independent artists, you know, that are still out here in the streets of Chicago or in schools of Chicago or nonprofits of Chicago and actually applying themselves and making themselves respected in their work, in their music. So this is definitely one of those shows.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know about that. Now, you were involved in some activism today. Can you tell our listeners what you participated in today?
Today, I actually participated in the second Peace Walk of the year I participated in, I think, with you. I participated in one of the earlier ones. And this is actually a different group of kids. You know, I don't want to just jump attention straight to the kids, but I'm sorry. These kids were definitely kids that wanted peace. And we went to Collins High School today, and we spoke with the kids. Diana, yourself, you spoke very well, presentation to the kids about peace and what it really means. And a lot of kids I saw took it to heart and got emotional about it, you know, and then it made me more empowered to do it and spend time with them. And after that, we went on the peace walk and we held up signs that advisory kids did, so to say. And we hunked, we got cars to hunk for peace. We got people saying thank you for doing this, and we got people walking past us saying this is good. We got a lot of pictures, you know, that you can check out on social media. I shared some with some of the staff from Collins that actually said thank you for taking these pictures. And, you know, I reflected with another one of the staff members that was actually worked in the discipline department. And if you went to high school, you know the discipline department is the worst department you would ever see. So I talked with her for a little while, found out a little information about her, and I realized I recognized her. And she actually told me a lot of times it's good to have the kids outside and actually participating, you know. And we took some pictures and we went to the peace parks and we saw the Obama structure. We saw the work the younger generation of Chicago Urban Art Retreat Center did before these kids. And we encouraged them to participate with us. And they thanked us for participating with them. And they actually, and it felt like it was a genuine connection when they said thank you. And I felt like they wanted peace and they finally knew what it was. And that they can take that and live and prosper and grow and the fruits of the earth and just have the blessings and just have the experiences and have the encouragement to see their little brothers and sisters or moms and dads happy and, you know, take it home. And actually consider the fact that peace is real and you can actually experience it. You know, a lot of kids don't know growing up in North Lawndale that, you know, peace is real. They think it's something that just happens, and it doesn't just happen, as you explained earlier. It's something that is inside of you. It happens at home. It happens with your little brothers and sisters, the way you talk to them, the way you respect them, the way you participate in eating with them, you know, fellowshipping with them and enjoying bread with them. It's just the factor in that peace doesn't just happen. It has to happen inside of you. It has to happen at home.
Yeah, it was a good
experience. And they actually got the message, and that's basically my main point. Like, they actually got the message, and I was very proud of them today. And they were very proud of me as well. It made me feel proud about myself being 31. And I'm not saying that I'm old or anything, but I'm just saying, like, the age difference. And just for them to appreciate me made me want to spend more time with them. Knowing that they got their big brother on the corner playing peace signs. You know, with them, that actually felt like they could say, hey, this dude's going to be here for me, and I can actually look forward to that. You know, it's not like they're like saying, oh, we got to go do this, we got to go do that, you know, we got to doing this. And that's what just hit me the most. And it was just amazing. It was an amazing experience. Amazing experience. I always enjoy myself with kids. I always enjoy myself, my time, learning from them and adapting to them and just trying to make it matter. So that's what happened today.
Yeah, I speaking of activism, I understand that you're interested in clothing and feeding the homeless. What area of Chicago is that? I heard about
downtown Wacker Drive Canal. South Loop, Harold Washington Library, Van Buren Park, Millennium Park. I got a couple favors that I already gave lunches to, and hand warmers and scarves, hats and gloves, and we've been doing it with this. The founder of it was a good brother of mine, Nick Gore, and we actually did it for 2 years. He resigned, so actually I'm taking over, and we're going to change the name up a little bit and hopefully get some boxes and some churches and some schools and some nonprofits and get donations of hand warmers, scarves, hats, and gloves for the winter. In the summertime, we can give them banana boat and flip-flops, bottled waters, just stuff like that in donation boxes. I can provide the meat and the bread. That's nothing. I can definitely make sure, people can eat the meat and the bread, because that's what God gave to me. So I just want to continue to show that and show that people deserve to eat, even if they're in the streets.
And no matter what.
So I decided to take over the organization and change the name up a little bit, eventually hopefully start my own nonprofit. I haven't figured out a name because I'm more focused on getting the meat and the bread and the donation boxes to these churches and nonprofits and organizations or whatever. Mm. The big green boxes that you see in the suburbs, that you see in Walmart downtown, the big green boxes that say donate to charity, and just put a couple of those up, and hopefully nobody steals all my donations. I can go pick them up and give them out to the homeless.
Well, good luck with that. I wanted to ask you a question. How do you manage to make art and be involved in activism? How do the two mix? How do you,
Service, Diana, service. I manage to make everything happen through my service. Everything happens for a reason. So I managed to serve others and benefit from the fact that I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm smarter, I'm wiser, stronger, because I serve somebody else's needs and I help that person. So managing art into service is just hand in hand. It's the same thing. You're serving an audience. You're putting yourself on display. And basic needs are something that Christ told us not to worry about. It's somewhere in there. I'll tell you later where is that. But I would take my art, and this year I sold 3 paintings at an art exhibit for a nonprofit. And that money actually did come from the management that worked there and the exhibitors that worked there that just saw the art there and actually enjoyed it. So me serving them is kind of like art itself. Me giving them something that they can be happy about is still art. So that's how my art is. I still manage it. It's just me. It's just myself. Me serving them makes them happy. They buy my work, and then they say, hey, thank you for giving me a deal or whatever, So the service and the art goes hand in hand. Of course, you got the ups and downs from working and, finding a career path and, trying to make art your career path and make your art show out more, get more sales. And of course, you want to focus on like doing what you like to do and make money, a prosperous living, you know, not being elite class, you know, and still be above middle class. I feel like some of us are already artists and we just don't know. So I feel like my next adventure would be to explore other artists and co-ops or I could take it to wherever and just find artists and just collaborate with them, and we could find out that I have talent in social media or the internet making web pages, and I could use that to promote their art or promote their music and venture off with them and still have the resources to provide, you know, because we got more artists, we got more adventures, we have more obligations come hand in hand as well. So as an artist, me learning to serve others was basically the main key for me to manage art and life.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on the radio today, Paul Ramey.
Thank you, Diana.
Yeah, thanks a whole bunch for sharing info with us, and I wish you a lot of luck at the Elbow Room, and good luck with everything that you're involved in, and I know the kids appreciated seeing you on the Peace Walk today. So thanks a lot, Paul, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, Diana. I will see you soon. Saturday?
Okay, bye. See you then.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so we've been talking with Paul Ramey on the radio today about art making and music and activism and how we can mix those around. I want to let people know who are listening that they can see images of the Peace Walk that we were on today with students from Collins High School that are right here in North Lawndale, and get some images of the neighborhood online at Facebook, Chicago Urban Art Retreat Center. And you can always check out the progress of the first piece part that we're working on, that's transforming vacant lots in North Lawndale into peaceful parks, also at Facebook, Chicago Urban Art Retreat Center. So check out some images, see what's happening. And if you're thinking about being socially conscious, making an effort to be active in your community, your neighborhood, wherever that might be, there's lots of ways to do it. You can support causes already happening. You can do your own little thing. There's many different ways to show you care. And you might start by being a friend to a neighbor, saying hello. You might like to be a good person and show that you're a good person. And we'll see you soon, maybe next week on Wednesday. Bye for now.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugal with News for the Passive Real Estate Investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journals Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.